listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Oh, yeah, we knocking and bucking and ready to fight. I bet y'all I'm off all them things, so haters don't slip and play. See me, I ain't nothing nice. And karma ain't nothing stopping. It be like I done do who say hell, but and a time I been lying. Oh, no, they said they got popping.
Hey.
I don't even know all these words.
Hey, I feel like we all know, yeah, we knocking and bucking and ready to fight. And then
say that.
That's when the fight starts.
Right.
But yeah, we're live on a Wednesday night for a very special edition of the Walking Dead recap that we do on the Blackout Tips.
Yes.
And we have a very special guest, premium people.
Yes.
Y'all, you know, the responsible people that put in on this, you know what I'm saying, that really love and support us and want to hear what's behind the paywall.
Mm-hmm.
They should know this voice. It's Audrey. Now she is beaming in from all the way across the country through the magic of the internet. But she's one of the last few Walking Dead fans that love the show like me and Karen do.
Right.
You know, we still in this together. And so she listens to the recaps, yeah. And you know, we're friends on Instagram, and she was like, hey, like, can I hop on? I said, man, of course you can hop on. Like, let's do this. So Audrey, tell the people about yourself, and thank you for coming.
What's up? Thanks for having me. I'm from Oakland. Well, I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, but I live in Oakland. I'm a veterinarian, and I met Rod and Karen through my friend Justin, and we out here in these streets.
Yeah, Justin, of course you guys know, is the bridge between
he got some reasonable friends,
right,
apparently.
But like, he could have, you know, like I told him, like, if you, because he heard that Audrey was gonna be on the show to recap Walking Dead, and of course he got jealous and was like, oh, I want to be there, and you know, but I could maybe show up. And I said, no, Justin, you can't be on the show. Like, you'll just talk over Audrey and
we won't get nothing done.
Yeah, you'll make a bunch of side tangents that got nothing to do with the show.
Ah!
It's gonna be 7 hours. So I told him no, but he is gonna be here.
Stop talking about Robert.
Well, I was gonna say, but he is gonna be here next week. You know, it wasn't that I don't want Justin on the show. It's just, you know how Justin is when you get around Audrey. It's just, I mean, y'all heard those episodes of Balls Deep, man. It's like a puppy. He's like a puppy, and his favorite person is around. So, yeah, so he will be here, though. He actually just texted me during the show to be like, y'all live? What a Facebook link. Like, Facebook ain't working.
Yeah, Facebook ain't working. Do we got Twitter? I'm about to say, you might be able to send them a link directly.
Yeah, I'll just tell him to look on Twitter.
Facebook ain't acting right. So for those of you that's like, I was on Facebook, this is why you never seen, you didn't get the link, because Facebook was down.
Yeah, but you know, before we get into the Walking Dead recap, like, are you watching any other shows that you're enjoying right now?
Oh, I just finished This Is Us. I can't wait to hear the recap.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm scared. Everybody was like, I'm so scared. Nah, I'm not even going to say what I'm scared about because I don't want no spoilers. But yeah,
there was legit emotion.
Oh, yeah. And Bossy right now is working on her book, and she's doing copy edits. So it's really up to her schedule if we do a recap every week, or we do one every 2 weeks or whatever. So whenever she let me know is when y'all will get the recap. So, you know, I'm sorry for those that I know y'all are waiting. Cause I already seen some of the emails. And I'm gonna tell y'all, the way I do these emails when y'all send them in, I don't read them. I don't know how I managed to be able to do this, but I can look at my screen, copy and paste it without reading the word, and paste it onto the site. And it, like, I'm playing with fire, but I have been playing with fire for 3 years.
You got money.
Like, I've been playing with fire for 3 years and haven't been spoiled. So long. I hope that, you know, we'll see what Bossy has to say about it. You watching any, you watching like The Passage, or what else we watching, Karen?
The Passage is good.
Yeah.
A Deadly Class.
Yeah, we watched a show called Deadly Class. It's good.
I just finished the Umbrella Academy.
How was it?
I finished the whole thing. I actually liked it.
Okay.
We haven't seen that yet. Everybody been enjoying it that has watched.
I heard Mary J. did her thing.
She actually did. It was like a good balance of humor and action, but like I dug it. Mm.
And then I also, yes, oh, go ahead.
Mug. I see Cali mug,
oh yeah, you know, I mean, we was out there yeah, this year, you know, I had some authentic tacos, you know what I'm saying, I get down.
Yeah, when we traveled, I like mugs, so I do mugs and refrigerator magnets.
And then we got, yeah, we very basic over here.
Oh yeah, nothing fancy, nothing
and
fancy.
And so then the other show I started watching, there was two shows, I started watching Russian Doll on Netflix.
Okay.
Which I'm like three episodes into, kind of reminds me of like Groundhog Day, but if it was a TV series. Yeah, and I'm normally hate the Groundhog Day trope, but they finding a way to make it fun. Like, it's like Groundhog Day, so far anyway, it's like Groundhog Day meets, final, what's the joint where you keep dying, where
Final Destination?
Yeah, no, it's like Groundhog Day meets Final Destination so far. Like, she trying not to die, and every time she dies, she restarts her day at this party. And she every time she dies, she try to like learn a lesson and be like, all right, so I'm not taking the steps because I keep falling down steps and dying. So I'm going to take the fire escape out of the building. You know, like, it's stuff like that. And then like, she'll get a little further and be like, okay, I just got hit by a car. Damn. All right. Now, like, this time I'm going to take the bus, you know? So it's, I fucked with that show. And then the other show I started watching was Wanderlust on Netflix. Mm. And it's about an older couple, like middle-aged couple, they got like a teenage son, and in the first episode, and I'm only saying it because it's not really a spoiler, it's kind of the conceit of the show, in the first episode both of them basically cheat on each other, like they having some marital problems, like she hurt her hip in a bicycle accident, and then they try to like be intimate again, and she's like acting like it hurts, and he's thinking like, oh no. And then they basically get to the point where they're so frustrated, she's like, look, I just don't want to even sleep with you. That's the, you know. And so they both end up kind of cheating on each other in that episode. And at the end, when they had this big argument, you're thinking like, and then this is when the divorce starts, or they got to figure out the cheating. But it was kind of refreshing because they both was like, well, then maybe we should just have an open marriage. And then that was the end of the first episode. And I was like, I want to see where this goes. Cause normally that's not how that goes on TV. You know, you know what I mean? Like, you hide the affair, or I don't know, one of you get kicked out onto the couch or whatever. And like, the scene was so surreal. I thought it was like, they were going to pull that okie doke where it's like a dream. Well, cause like, he turned around and was like, I did something horrible. I slept with so and so, my coworker today, and da da da, and I said, damn. And then I knew she cheated because I've been watching the show, right, obviously. And I thought she was gonna be like, damn, I can't believe you did it, you know. But then she was like, yeah, I wanked so and so, it's a British show, it was like, I wanked so and so at my office today. I was like, oh. And then he turned around like, how could you? And she was like, nigga, how could you? And then they had that discussion, was like, we should have an open relationship. And I was like, yo, this is actually like a dope, it's a twist enough to make me keep watching it. So all right, that's not what y'all came for, okay? This is the Blackout Tips. You find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search for us, the Blackout Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
the unofficial sport,
bullet ball,
and bullet ball extreme. And for those who are interested, we were also on Fan Bros, not Fan Bros, For All Nerds,
you owe them podcast. $1.
Yeah, I owe them another dollar. For All Nerds podcast yesterday. Big fans of the Four All Nerds.
We had a ball.
And we had a great time, just chopping it up with them about nerd stuff. It's been a long time coming because we love them. I think we've had all of them on the show except maybe Jeff. I think I've been on the show with Jeff, but I haven't had Jeff on the show.
Yeah, we need to get him on
so
the show.
So we need to get Jeff on here, but it was super fun. And, if you guys like our nerdy stuff and how we think about movies and, well, you want to hear like, what do we like more, Star Wars or Star Trek? You can hear it all there. It was super fun, super black. I think Tatiana said it was the most ignorant episode they've had in a while. So, hey, that's what we come to bring, okay? The ignorant.
That was about right. I love it.
We have a brand, okay? We stay on it.
I love it.
Make sure y'all check that out. And then, yeah, without further ado, man, are y'all ready to get into this Walking Dead recap?
Let's do it.
Music time. That's right, y'all. It's episode 13 of season 9 of The Walking Dead. Okay, your fave could never. Mm-mm. Who else is fucking with this? Nobody got 9 seasons out here. Maybe that show on the CW, that Supernatural, maybe they up there.
Yeah, they up there.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but you know what? But we hold it down for The Walking Dead. Okay, this episode is called Choke Point. Directed by Leslie Tommy, that's like two first names, and written by, man, these are a lot of names, Eddie Guzlian and David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick. And the ratings went up a little bit. It went to 4.83, which is trending up for the last like 2 weeks, so maybe people,
that's a good thing.
The word might be starting to get out, you know, people starting to tell people, hey, it done got better, y'all missing it
really has.
So I will ask, as I always do, of the guest and Karen, what'd you think about this episode overall? I'll start first with you, Audrey. What'd you think about it overall?
I liked it. Any episode with Daryl in it, I'm for it. That's a bang. So I like this one, but it got my blood pressure up. The fight scene had me concerned.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was intense. Karen?
You know what, I haven't said this in a long time about this show, but I actually loved this episode. It was very fun to watch. It was very actiony.
Mm-hmm.
Not that everything got to be actiony, but I just really loved the way it was, the camera angles, the way it was cut. It was very physical and I was here for it.
Yeah, for me, this low-key might be my favorite episode this season.
Same.
Like, I thought about, like, all the ones, and I've enjoyed the season. I think the season's been pretty solid, but this joint right here, like, yeah,
this was a good one.
Yeah, this was, like, when, like, Steph Curry got hurt, and then Kevin Durant went out and got 50. Like, that was Daryl. Daryl was like, Rick Grimes who? We don't need no Rick Grimes. I'm gonna be out here getting mine, and I said, you know what, Daryl, you goddamn right. So as always, we do our recap. We like to start, you know, going scene by scene and whatnot. I did break this week down into two locations because we only had two locations.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Whisperer Woods building saga, and then we had everything going down with the kingdom and getting ready for the fair. I think it's only fair that we start with the kingdom and the fair.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, Audrey, I know it's a little delayed, but chime in when you chime in and we'll try to, you know, let you get your stuff in. So Karen,
I can't really hear a delay, so I apologize if I'm real late to say.
No, it's only like a second, but you know, sometimes people feel like they can't get a word in because me and Karen be going.
All right.
Karen and Nabila are walking around the kingdom looking over the fair proceedings. You know, it's funny because Carol is so like, I'm not a queen, I don't want people to look at me as da-da-da-da.
I am not your queen.
Right, but she was going around like, ooh, a little more pink over there, these flowers, that would be
nice.
She
knows she loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it.
Like, she's so funny like that. And
she's like, I don't come from this life. Yes, yes, yes. Move that over to the left a little bit.
Right. is this really where we're going to put the daffodils? I'm not saying, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, so.
She said those drapes won't work.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Those drapes, let's get rid of them.
Not the right color.
What is this, off-white or white? she would have put out, like, a white glove and be like, dust it again. This is terrible. But Nabila was loving it. Nabila,
oh my God, this beautiful.
Nabila thought it was doing great. And Carol was like expressing some optimism for the first time. She's like, you know what? This fail might actually happen. Cause Carol's a lot like me. But she's just like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
she was waiting for the ball to drop right now.
Right.
Something needs to happen. Too quiet.
Hold on, you broke up a little bit, Audrey. Say that again.
I said she's skeptical. said, waiting for the ball to drop.
Right. She's like, so when they gonna kill us? So then they spot Jerry and his security team. And Jerry and them look a little roughed up. And Carol's like, why your husband over there without his armor on? What's going on with that?
Right.
So they go over and Jerry's like, man, we got jumped. Like, we was walking around doing security. Somebody jumped us, took all our shit, and we need to go talk to the king. And they go talk to the king, and apparently they got beat up and the robbers left them with a note. And the name of the group that robbed them is the Highwaymen. Which, you know, a group that I don't remember from the comic books or any of that stuff.
Never heard of this group.
Yeah, so, you know, my assumption is that this is a new group created specifically for the show, kind of like the trash ass group from two seasons ago that lived in the dumpster in Oceanside. I don't remember them. So, like, you know, it was like, cool, new group.
Junkticons.
Yeah, this is actually what I love about the show is when they introduce these groups like this that aren't from the comics, because I don't want a translation of the comic straight to the screen because I read those.
Right.
So yeah, they get jumped by the Highwaymen. They tell Ezekiel, and you know, Zeke is blown because Zeke is like, man, we need this fair.
We've been trying to do everything that, like, he's like the manager that's like, y'all got another problem. All I'm just trying to do is get shit done and you keep bothering me.
Yeah. And so the letter basically says, we the Highwaymen, we want some of y'all supplies. And if you don't give us some supplies, we're going to stop anybody coming to your little fair, from coming. They will be led away. And they speculate, well, damn, Diane's like, I did hear that it was some saviors from that camp that broke off. And
was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. She was like, I know it's not them. How you know?
Yeah. They're like, yeah, remember them savers, Jed's group? We used to mess with them or whatever. Like, they probably was out there beating y'all up, and now they the Highwaymen.
No.
Carol was like, absolutely not, dog.
I know first hand account, no.
Trust me, it's not them. And if, for those that don't remember, Carol killed the hell out of them niggas when they fucked with her Henry.
Yeah, she set them on fire.
Yeah, she set them on fire. Okay. Yeah. That was like Terry Crews mentions on Twitter right now. Okay. So then.
Yeah, they're dead.
Right. And then Ezekiel, and she didn't even tell nobody. That's what's so crazy. She didn't tell Henry.
She's so cold with it.
Right.
She's so cold.
She sometimes you gotta kill 10 niggas. Okay. It just. That was Tuesday.
You got a
right.
Yeah, she was like, come on. She was like, look, I heard on a police report, you know, I understand y'all don't read the report like I do, but I get a daily update.
She used to have like PTSD over killing all the people. She was like, I'm running away from everybody. I don't want to kill again. She is fully back to Killer Carol, and I love it.
It's like a balance, you know, because she's like, I don't actually want to fuck you up, but I will if I got to.
Right. I'm not the one. But I can be the one.
Yeah, I would rather mind.
Yeah, what would you prefer?
Yeah, I'd rather mind my own business. But, you know, and it's one of those things where a lot of people don't realize, like, the magic word for black people. When people be like, go ahead, you know, like, leave me alone. Like, you know, when people try to forewarn you that they ain't the one to fuck with.
Well, she ain't black, but I'm just saying.
No, she ain't black, but she give off the vibes like, look, I'm not the one to fuck with me.
Right. So, Zeke says, yeah, it's probably not them because saviors don't write letters.
Right.
And
she
and grammatically correct letters.
Right. So she was like, this did not come from a
punctuation good.
Yes. And she was like, this did not come from a troll on the internet because they have horrible spelling. And it didn't come from a hater because they normally are bad spellers too.
Yeah. And so Jerry brings up, like, he raises his hand. He's like, Your Honor, Your Highness, we gotta defend the roads for the people attending the fair, so we gotta go back out there. And Ezekiel's like, gather the fighters, and then when everybody leaves to get the fighters, he says to Carol, it never ends, does it? and they're just sitting on the stage together, basically in the throne room. And I was like, oh, poor Zeke, man. He don't have to deal with this bullshit. They need the food. Like, they need the trade. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you fucking with this, homie? Meanwhile, on the road to the hilltop, to kingdom, Tara and the Hilltopians is riding a wagon, and they find a bunch of debris in the middle of the road. They like, oh, this must be from that storm, because y'all remember the storm that we first met the Whisperers in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently it fucked everything up, and that storm did look scary, so it makes sense.
Yeah, and also, you know who you didn't see? Michonne, because she was like, I'm not going with y'all.
Well, Michonne's not from Hilltop. She's from Alexandria.
So that group is behind this group. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't see them this week.
Okay.
But, yeah, so the Hilltopians with Tara and some of the ASL crew, the sign language crew, they was with her. And so they like, we need to clear up these debris. And while we doing that, Earl and Tammy, they was on the wagon, and they had that little baby,
the new parents,
right? And you know, they was sitting up there on the wagon, and you know, Earl was like, I can't help them, you know, my back is, she was like I'm gonna get out and help them. She was like, if you don't sit your old ass down, you know your back is cooked,
right? They were like, we are old, like, what is wrong with you?
He's like, I gotta help him do something. And then she was like, Earl, shut up and sit down and just let's just help tend to this baby. We gotta give this baby away to somebody at the kingdom. And he was like, you know, basically like, yeah, we need to get a baby away. We old, two old farts like us don't need to have no baby.
He's like, especially you.
Yeah. And it was after they lost a son. Right. So, you know, and it sounds like, you know, they was growing attached to the baby, but
yeah.
So then we go back to to the kingdom, and they're looking at the highwayman's home base. And while they're observing, they also realize that the highwaymen have like guns and shit. Like, these niggas are they not just talking shit, okay? Like, I know a lot of cases like this, it's just a motherfucker talking shit and you fight them or whatever, you know.
They fake their numbers.
Yeah, we've seen this before. Like, they build up a threat like Oceanside, and you think, oh man, Oceanside is so tough,
but then,
and then it's like, really, like, three of our people can kill Oceanside,
right? And actually they can't hit the side of a barn,
right? So but in this case, you know, they don't want to lose more people in the wake of the fair. And so they have a conversation, because Zeke is like, well, it look like these niggas want that smoke. So, I mean, I don't know what y'all want me to do, but I guess we need to get ready to go to war. And then Carol's like, but what if they don't? What if we just go talk to them?
Cause that is option now. And it's funny though, how the roles have kind of flipped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Carol used to come from it's a threat, I gotta fuck it up. But now she's kind of calmed down.
Yeah, I mean, after enough death, I mean, you figure people get tired of killing people.
Right.
But also, you know, she had been thinking about this thing, and she's like, listen, think about it. We read their letter. The letter is, you know, is not that bad. And then Jerry says, they took my sword. And she said, they took your sword and they didn't kill you or your people. So, I mean, if they was really about that life where they was just out here killing motherfuckers, you'll be dead. And the letter was grammatically correct. And Jerry goes, he said, with all due respect, Your Highness, screw the letter. It was a grammatically correct death threat, yo. And Diane points out that the letter didn't actually threaten death. They said they would turn away anyone. Like, they said basically anyone that was coming to the fair would not be allowed to pass, which is not technically a death threat. Now, that is a lot of a hunch to go on, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it does make sense. You actually didn't threaten nobody. And, you know, Carol's a killer. Like somebody in the chat room said, killer's no killer. She was like, y'all not missing. Y'all actually came back. They didn't kill y'all. Nobody has any broken limbs. No blood was drawn. Like, they didn't threaten you. They didn't threaten us. you know, so they might, it actually might be some, they might be somewhat civil,
right?
You know, more civil than we're giving them credit for.
I think we might have lost Audrey. I don't see her in the thing. I just sent her a Instagram message to see what's going on.
Ashanti brought up a good point. Mm. I bet you that letter was in cursive. I bet you they did. I bet you it was written in quail pen.
The Highwaymen have like a, they had like a whole vibe to them. Like it was like a whole theme with them that felt kind of like a Western almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I thought, I kind of appreciated about this episode. It was kind of funny to see the theme. And I think Audrey's connecting in the background. So until then, I'm going to play some of the scene and see if we can, if you guys can hear it. So they go confront the Highwaymen in what appears to be a building full of mannequins.
Yes.
Which I thought was an interesting choice because it's like mannequins with, it's mannequins with like a dark, no light in the room. It's dark. And so if people stand complete, and the mannequins are dressed up, so if people stand completely still, you can't really tell who's a person and who's a mannequin.
Mm-mm.
So it's kind of, it's almost like what the Whisperers are doing, except with mannequins, not zombies.
Correct.
You know, or the camouflage is basically in the room. So let me play this scene for y'all, and I see she's reconnecting in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make my screen bigger for y'all. Oh yeah, my screen's been doing this for like, I don't know what's going on with Firefox. It just likes to freeze in the middle of my YouTube videos.
It'll catch up.
Yeah. First of all, they have a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm. They've been collecting, scavenging.
Like, if they really would have wanted to just, like, play the Sanford and Son theme as they walked in here, it would have made sense. Like, it's a junky-ass house.
Yes, it is.
Dun, 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 dun.
How dusty and shit.
How long had they been standing there, I wonder?
This meeting is with the king alone.
Like, that's why you can't take them serious. Are they posing? Like, what is happening?
Right.
Like, I know, it was like, strike a pose.
Right. There's like, all right, everyone, Vogue. Just until they walk in, then we're going to do the mannequin challenge. All right, let me see if I can get this to play again. You know my computer like to move slow. Oh, and then I love this dude's voice, by the way. It's like a cartoon voice.
Right.
The king and queen rule together. There wasn't a deal.
We didn't have a deal. So are we going to do business or not?
You're supposed to bring me something.
We're not paying your toll.
We came to discuss alternative solutions. Well, how about this for an alternative solution?
By the way, I feel like that's not even that dude's real voice.
Mm-mm. I bet he don't talk like that.
Yeah. It feels like when it felt like when Batman get in the suit, you know, where like in the regular day he's like, Alfred, let me get some cheese sandwiches and can you bring down some tea? And then when he gets in the suit, he's like, Alfred, I'm not wearing hockey pads. Like that's how. Like I don't think that dude. Like I feel like when the Highwayman leader is not like trying to intimidate people, he just talks like, hey guys, so anyway, it was a good meeting today. What'd you guys think about that?
Right.
Oh wait, here they come. Hey, we want half your stuff. Well, yeah, they pull out some heat on them.
If the kingdom won't pay to use our road,
They can't pay with what they don't have.
You got food and clean water. We'll take whatever you got.
We need what we've got.
So do we.
And so then the other people that were in the Kingdom's party ambush the highwaymen, and Diane shoots an arrow in the head of a mannequin to let them know, like, it could be for real if y'all want to smoke.
Yeah, that was smooth. That was real smooth.
Say that again.
Oh, that was smooth how it came out.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was dope. Like, they had a whole little, like, plan and shit. Like, they looked like somebody. It was kind of intimidating. The thing for me that was kind of interesting, though, is, like, they're not the saviors. Mm-mm. You know, like, the saviors would have, like, for everybody that, like, thought something was wrong, like, that Negan wasn't that bad of a bad guy or whatever, like, showing up and killing the motherfucker really says, I mean business, and this is why they did it. Because right. You don't have all these negotiations when you just kill a nigga right away.
Right.
You know, like, it's like, your boy is dead. Now, if y'all don't want to join them, give up half your shit, whether you got it or not, we taking it. These dudes is like, we want some water and some stuff. It's like, we broke, nigga, we are broke.
Yes.
Pick something else.
Somebody did say what we negotiated. She was like, nigga, nobody signed a bill of sale. What's happening here?
Right. Pick something else. We don't know y'all, you know.
We broke. We ain't got shit.
Right. We need our stuff too. Well, then it look like we don't got a deal. I mean, damn, what you, we all got stuff. I mean, shit. Give up some of these mannequins if y'all want something.
What you ask threatens the future of our community, and we will fight to stop you from taking it.
All right. I'm listening.
We'd like to offer you a job.
We need help keeping the routes to Kingdom clear. So instead of threatening the roads, you and your people keep them safe for us.
Jerry whispers in King's ear.
And Jerry would very much like his sword back.
Jerry.
So what exactly do we get for doing this job?
You and your people will be granted access to the kingdom and the fair.
That's a villain laugh.
Mm-hmm. Is that supposed to be a joke?
That voice is killing me.
It's a trade market. What's the point?
What good are all the things you steal if you can't trade for the things you need?
You have to do better than that.
He sounds like he want to clear his throat so bad.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got something to drink?
Y'all got a hose?
I told y'all I need some clean water. He gonna clear his throat and be like, oh yeah, like I was saying, guys. We gonna need something better than that. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not mad at y'all. I just talk like that.
Y'all, I don't want to smoke.
When's the last time any of you have seen a movie?
Seriously?
Her face killed me.
I love Carol. She's so manipulative. She's a genius.
Yes.
And everybody around her looked confused. And what's fucking funny was that when they were singing that goddamn song, she was more like, why the fuck are we here? Are y'all niggas real? And she ended up taking that thing and was like, you know what? When last time y'all seen the movie? Let's just keep it real. Like,
mm-hmm.
And they're looking like, we wouldn't even have thought about telling them.
What I like the most about it is, like, we know Carol Like, Carol went to Alexandria and became a grandmama that bakes cookies.
Yes, she did.
Just to get a look at how they really get down, you know? Like, she the deadliest person in that room. She could probably kill them dudes herself, but she was just
at the same time, do you remember her scaring that little boy?
Yes.
Talked about the coffee, and he ended up getting himself killed, and the mama killed, and the brother. Like, she is a genius.
She is a G among G's. So, like, you don't want to smoke with Carol anyway. But, yeah, I love when her face, when she's just like, when the last time y'all seen the movie? And they're like, oh, you know what? In this universe, we didn't get to see Black Panther. So,
right?
Maybe we can do this. So then, Tara's group of Hilltopians that was stuck on the road, they get the road clear, but then a bunch of walkers come out and they like, oh, are these the, like, with the new walkers?
Yeah, we don't know what set we dealing with here.
Yeah, the old walkers. So they just get out there and like, we gotta kill them. Tammy, Earl, y'all stay in the cart. We gonna go out and start killing them. They start killing the zombies. And then Earl starts fumbling with the wagon, like he tried to unhitch the wagon or something.
He was trying to hitch it together because they
still, oh, to hitch it back
together. Yeah, because they was like, hitch the wagon while we're doing this.
Yeah, and right. He couldn't get it done. And so they get him and Tammy and the baby all in the cart together. They get surrounded by zombies. Zombies knock Earl off of the car. I thought he got bit.
Me too, but he didn't.
He didn't get bit.
I could have sworn he got bit.
Didn't it look like that?
Oh, yes, it looked like he got bit on his arm.
And he yelled too at the same time that he fell. And I was like, it could just be his back. But he was like, oh, I was like, this nigga got bit.
Yeah, so it wouldn't surprise me if later on they revealed that he got bit.
Yeah, well, that nigga, he fell down. Actually, you know, I'm gonna be honest. It would surprise me if they revealed he got bit. Cause we saw him again at the end of the episode. And he looked fine.
He did.
He was holding that baby. Tammy was talking with him. He didn't have his arm covered up. So I would be, like, he had short sleeves. I would be very surprised if he got bit, just because I feel like this show left that behind with Scott Gimple. I feel like that was some Scott Gimple shit. They secretly got bit and didn't tell nobody. I feel like that was his thing.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, hopefully the new showrunner is like, we not doing that.
If they get bit, we gonna know they got bit.
Yeah, I hate that shit. You know, like, let's leave that in the past. We being honest now in the zombie apocalypse. So, you know, but you're right though. Typically the show has done stuff like that before. So, Earl gets knocked off. Tammy, sees Earl get knocked off the wagon. She puts the baby in like a little box that they have in the car, so smart, a little zombie proof box they got with air holes and everything. I'm like, why don't everybody have that for babies? So then she takes a like crowbar or something, hops off of the wagon and proceeds to kill three zombies to get to her man Earl.
They like, look, if we gonna go out together.
And Earl got the zombie on top of him laying on his back, and he's like, Tammy, go ahead and leave me, don't worry about it. She's like, you shut up, Earl, I'm gonna save you. And she
ain't gonna leave me alone with this baby,
right? So she saves him. I mean, that was some gangster shit for an old lady to hop off of the thing and get to work like that.
Yeah, one thing I give them credit for, it might be a dysfunctional relationship, but them two old people love each other.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they in it.
So then the highwaymen come up, like, right after they had taken care of most of the zombies, the highwaymen come over and kill the rest of the zombies with them. And Tara, it was funny because they went to commercial off of, but Tara was like, who the hell are y'all?
Yeah, where y'all come from?
Howdy, ma'am.
It's the highway. It's the highwayman. You got any lozenges? Because I can't stop talking like this.
Cough drops.
He's like, we're the highwaymen, and we're your escorts to the fair at your service. And then they get to the kingdom, and Earl and Tammy go over to Nabila, and she like, y'all done kidnapped somebody, baby?
Right, because you're looking like, y'all look like y'all too old. Y'all should have shut down over here.
Earl, Tammy, everything all right? But they was like, you know, we came here to get this baby to somebody that could, like, take care of it because we old. And then Tabby was like, you know what, Earl? I just don't think I can do it. I can't give this baby away.
No, she was attached to it from the beginning.
You know it. And then
I'm not even surprised.
Me neither. And then Nabila was like, you know what? It's all right. y'all already found a good home. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, because you know why? Because Nabila was like, I know y'all seen my 7 kids. Okay.
I got all the children.
I really hope y'all not thinking me and Jerry taking in no more kids. I really hope.
we have enough.
I hope you didn't travel half a day to give a baby to a black woman, because I'm not a nanny, okay? I'm not raising your white baby. So then Tara sees Carol and Zeke, and Carol asks, where's Henry? Obviously. And Tara's like, oh yeah, him and Daryl supposed to come here. They said they was gonna meet us up here. But I'm like, so does Tara, is she lying? Cause that's, she don't know that Daryl, either she knows Daryl went after Henry to save him from doing something stupid.
And bring him back. That was probably the thing. He probably was like, I'm going to go get Henry and bring him back here.
I know, but it's just, I don't know, cause she didn't tell Carol the details. She was just like, oh, I thought they was already here. Well, they should be on their way.
Oh, okay, trying to play it off.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm like, girl, that's Carol. That's her baby. That's her boy, son now.
Like, don't.
You might want to just go ahead and tell her the truth.
Cause like, I don't have her fuck you up over her baby now.
Right. Like, when can we get there? Cause you.
Go ahead. I hope nothing happened to Harry. Sorry to cut you off.
No. We want you to talk. And also, you know how Henry is. When he get there, he gonna tell her all the business anyway.
Yeah, nothing secret.
Yeah.
Mom, I got a new girlfriend. She with this zombie family. They gonna be like, what the fuck, son?
But I think they some good people. If we just give them a chance, like, Henry, no. You can't give everybody a chance.
Right?
Even Zeke be like, boy, you can't give everybody a chance. And I'm fucking talking like the Renaissance Fair. And I know this shit ain't, you can't do that.
Come on.
But yeah, Tara's just like, I don't know, they're supposed to meet us here. And then that's the end of that. And I'm like,
That's not gonna end well, cause Carol gonna press you for answers.
I low key wanna see Carol versus Alpha. Cause I think Carol would take them out. Shit. Mm. Maybe Carol.
Alpha ain't ready for that. Alpha ain't even ready for that. Carol done been through some things.
Right. It might even be better Carol versus Beta, cause maybe Alpha don't got a chance, you know?
Yeah. Maybe
Carol.
Alpha got a chance. Yeah.
Beta might get a couple rounds in, but psh. So that was it for what happened there. Let's get to the Whispering Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last time we was in the Whispering Woods, Henry and Lydia were basically freed by Connie and Daryl, who used the Whisperer's own mass trick to infiltrate with a group of zombies, right. Attack them, and then run away.
Mm-hmm.
So they in the woods. I wish I had this on, that they didn't have this on YouTube. I wish they had this scene, because it was low-key hilarious to me. But Daryl is not feeling Lydia on any level.
Can you blame him, though?
Like, y'all hate Henry. Oh, go ahead.
I still don't trust her. I don't trust her. He don't trust her either.
Listen. Daryl don't like Lydia the way our audience don't like Henry.
Right.
Daryl's like, all right, let's go. And then Henry's like, this isn't the way to Hilltop. And Daryl's like, yeah, no shit. We can't go back to Hilltop because your little fucking girlfriend got a crazy ass ghetto family that's gonna try to kill everybody.
Right.
Now we bring them back to Hilltop, they just gonna go there and kill us all. So we are going somewhere else, dropping her ass off, and then we going back to where we wanna go.
Ooh, I bet you they're going to Oceanside.
You think they're going to Oceanside?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
Or either that other group that we won't see Maggie, but the other group that Maggie's with.
Okay, but you kind of skipping way for it.
Oh, my bad.
You skip to like the end.
Oh, my bad.
All right, so it's like, you know, he's like, yeah, we not going back to Hilltop. He said maybe, you know, we're gonna find a way to leave Lydia on her own. And Henry's like, well, if we do that, then I'm gonna go with her.
Cause honey, he is strong, and you looking like
he could survive on his own,
right?
Like, shut up, Harry.
It's like, do you not know your mama will come out here as a one-woman army wrecking crew to find you? Like, you being with her, that girl ain't an option. And she will fuck that girl up if that and make you come with her anyway. Like, she would not care.
And the other part of it is, Daryl's pissed at Lydia because he's like, we seen all the motherfuckers in that group. You told me y'all had a little small group.
Right.
Living out by the bridge. The fuck was that? Like,
it's a lot of y'all.
Yeah, he's like, y'all can fuck Hilltop up. No, you can't come back with us. And Lydia was like, man, you put me in a fucking cage. I didn't trust y'all, so I lied to you. I didn't want to tell you all my business. And Daryl was like, she was like, and plus I they my people, I wanted to go back to them. And he was like, then go back.
Yeah, ain't nobody holding you against your will, baby.
Like, they just tried to kill her. They just threatened to kill her if she wouldn't kill Henry. He like, well, just go back then, fuck it. I mean, they your family. She was like, I don't know about all that, I can't go back. Yeah. And Daryl was like, well, you ain't going back. You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get the fuck out of here. You ain't coming with us.
Daryl hit her with the thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts and prayers.
So Henry volunteers to run off with her. Daryl's like, boy, you so stupid. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Look at you. Right? You will never be able to live out here in the wild by yourself. You soft.
Right. He was like, you don't even know the rules.
Right. And Daryl says he's not letting Henry run away and think of Carol. He's like, what about your mom?
Right.
And so at that point, I thought, you know, Carol sent Daryl to watch out for Henry.
Correct. And he was like, I can't come back without you, nigga. You don't understand.
Right. Like, and that's the only thing that's gonna do is make go ahead. What'd you say, Audrey?
I was gonna say, he know Carol will be in his ass if he came back without him.
Right. And then low key, that's just gonna make Carol go out there and look for him.
Of course.
So then Daryl's like, well, just go with me, we'll go somewhere else. And Connie motions to them like, nah, follow me. And he's like, nah, just go this way. And everyone follows Connie. Cause she's like emphasizing, like, follow me. And even dog follows Connie. And that's the second week in a row that they use that joke with the dog listening to Connie and not Daryl. And I love it. It cracks me up every time. It.
Yeah, that dog, like, I read sign language too, nigga.
That dog's smart as fuck.
Come on.
He is like, I don't know how that dog is that smart. It know who to attack. It knows when Daryl is being a dick. Like, it just knows how, it knows everything. It's like, this nigga tripping. Come on, I'm with you, Connie. Let's go. So then Daryl goes, follows them, like, kind of mad. Meanwhile, the Whisperers are tending to their wounded, hanging up all the clothes and all the shit that they do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one dude got bit in the neck, and he's dying next to a tree. And when I say these niggas are crazy, this was like the ultimate sign of these niggas are on some other shit. Cause Buddy was bleeding out and he was like, Beta came over to him and he was like, I'm gonna be one of them. And he said it like he was happy, like, oh yes, finally my time is coming to be a zombie. And Beta was like, but you'll always be one of us. Find his wife and tell her the change is coming to him. And then Beta goes and sees that they found, you know, Henry and Lydia yet. And they like, we ain't found them yet, boss. And he's like, Lydia will walk with us again, or she will walk with the Guardians. Because they call zombies.
That is so weird that they call them the Guardians. That is so weird.
You know, it's weird, but it makes sense. Because to them, they actually do guard them. Like, they're actually like a protection around them. Because they actually walk with them. You know, so I can understand why I think it's a weird name too, but because the way they live, you go, okay, I understand why you call them that.
Right. So it's funny, but it's funny though, because they have a reverence for the walkers.
Correct.
Like, they see them as just like another stage of life or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, then you'll become a guardian and you'll protect us because we'll dress like you and, you know, whatever. So, but it just lets us know another peek inside that cult and how fucking crazy they are.
It is a cult.
So then Connie gets them to a building where she says, we can go upstairs in this building and we're gonna make basically a choke point. That's the title of the episode, y'all. So they're like, we can make it, makes a choke point that way we can go upstairs. The zombies can't climb stairs, so the big ass herd will have to thin out to go up the stairs in order to fight us.
Yeah, like the real people will have to make their
way up.
Yeah,
the whisperers.
Yeah,
we have to move themselves out of the zombie herd, which is a great plan. I fucking love this plan.
I love Connie. She's so smart. She's so fucking smart.
Listen, okay. I think I'm becoming a Connie stan, y'all. And it happens so fast, you know. Yeah. Like, I knew it was something about her from jump, but it's even better now, you know. So, they end up. I actually think I might have this clip, but yeah. So they go upstairs to the, you know, to get the lay of the land and stuff. Lydia points out, to Daryl that even if the walkers get jammed up on the stairs and the group of whisperers comes up the stairs, it's still gonna be a problem because it's gonna be at least 6 or 7 of them and one of them is Beta. And he was like, who is Beta? Is that like y'all best man, you know? Is that like y'all G? That's y'all dude, that's y'all champ,
right?
Is this your king? And Lydia was like, yo, Beta ain't no joke. And yeah, he the one. Nobody want to smoke.
Nobody.
With Beta, you know, so you might want to just let it go. And of course, Daryl was like, man, fuck that nigga. he's like, I'm Daryl Dixon, nigga. No Beta. I don't care about no Beta.
He's so raw. I love it. I'll kill him first. I love it.
I love how he said it too, though, because he said it like it still was so understated in the way Daryl talks, because Daryl don't really get loud or yell.
Mm-mm.
He was just like, then I'll kill him first. I was like, damn. He the best. Then I kill him first. I'm like, oh, okay then, let's do this. He had me ready. He had me ready to go.
Come on.
I said, come on, Daryl. It's about to be on. So then they do, we also see little clips of like the walkers and the whisperers walking through the woods too. Mm-hmm. You know, and Beta's giving orders like spread out and all this type of shit. In the building, they find out that it's already secured. And Connie knows a layout. Now I think I might have this scene and I'll see if I can play it for y'all. But the reason I'm playing this scene, cause you know, Connie doesn't talk. So for y'all at home, this probably doesn't do much because we can only see it in the chat. And if you watch the show, then you know, but I'm playing this scene, more because, I think it's this scene, but, I'm playing this scene because of the chemistry between Connie and Daryl.
Ain't it great?
I'm telling y'all, man, I think they, a little sexual tension. I think it was a little sexual tension though. So they barricading shit up. Nah, I do. Connie shows him a hole in the floor that you could like hide. And it has a bunch of supplies in it.
The stairwell's already barricaded.
I guess you know that. Thanks.
So she wrote, we stayed here once, and it's apparent because she knew where the supplies was, the layout of the room, everything.
Yeah, a little secret stash for emergency. Smart. Uh-huh. All right. Well, there's only two ways up. That's good. I think the barricades are a little too barricaded. So we'll cut open holes so that they can walk up here. All right. Nice.
Are you touched on the shoulder?
This place is good.
I know. Look how she's looking at him. Ooh.
Like, is it just me or mm-hmm. is it, so I'm not reading too, cause I'm like, maybe I'm just tripping and like everybody that do sign language just look at you like that. I don't know. Mm-mm. But I feel like she giving him the like, so you really ain't got,
she giving him eyes.
Yeah. She looking at him like, so you really ain't got nobody at home, Daryl. Just you and the dog, huh? Don't want to waste all that man meat. Just out here by yourself.
That's my work. Then what? Then we go.
Now, low key, this is the other part I like about Connie. Now, I know the audience and probably Audrey as well. Y'all don't see it for Lydia, and y'all definitely don't see it for Henry. And y'all really would just be good if they just both jumped off the top of the building together and we could move the fuck on. I get it.
But it ain't gonna
But
happen.
I like that Connie got some heart to be like.
She does. And Daryl actually does too.
Yeah, she like, look, this little girl is in an abusive home. We can leave her to these savages and let her die. And probably Henry too, cause he gonna go right after her ass.
Right.
His nose is wide open. Or we could try to do something to help her. And Daryl's like, fuck that girl.
She part of the problem. She's why we here.
Like I remember Daryl when they was killing us, they was fighting the saviors, and that one savior, Rickett, promised to let that dude go if he told him where the rest of the saviors was, and he told him, and Daryl shot the shit out of that dude. So I know Daryl can be a savage when he need to be. Okay, I was just like, maybe Lydia, we make an exception. That was one of the all-time funny moments. All right, let me see if I can get this back to plan. Oh wait, did I hit the right button? She put no. The girl stays.
No.
Then she underlined it, the girl stays. Connie means this shit.
You take her back. My friends die. Your friends do.
So then he takes the pad of paper from her to write it down. I have no idea why he couldn't say it out loud. And he wrote, our friends will die. And she took it back like, boy, you wasting my sheet of paper. She handed him a piece of paper and walked off. And it says, we have friends, she doesn't. And that's what it's all about, guys. That's why our group is better than other people's groups. Okay? They will put their lives on the line to save somebody from an abusive situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do y'all think about this argument? Karen, are you on team, we need to protect Lydia? Or are you team, fucker?
Oh, Lord. Is that gonna be the poll?
I mean, that's the situation. I mean, I hate to put it so plainly, but that seems to be the two camps.
Right. We need to protect her, even though it's fucked up, but morally, that's what makes this group different. And I do think that if Henry was Carl, people's whole attitude about the whole situation would be, they would feel completely differently about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of looking at it from that perspective, because it is the right thing to do, and the only reason why Henry went out there in the first place because nobody had his back.
Right. What do you think, Audrey?
I don't trust Lydia, because I feel like she had a realization when she was in the jail that all her past memories were abuse. But then she's still, her loyalty is kind of shaky. She's still like, but don't kill my people. It's like, but girl, they've been abusing you for years.
It's kind of like, I mean, not to be crass, it's kind of like the people that were abused by R. Kelly. They still have like loyalty to him.
Stockholm syndrome.
But it doesn't mean that we should let them be like, we should throw that nigga in jail anyway.
Right.
Even if they're like, I don't want him in jail. It's like, it's really not up to you no more. This dude is a menace, and we can't let him be out here doing this. And that's how I feel about this group. I feel like at the end of the day, our people gonna end up fighting them anyway.
Right. It's
gonna so
be
like
bad.
Everybody acting like it's a scenario where they can figure this out. Just the fact that any they even ran into each other, they was plotting on they shit. Like everybody forgets last week, she was asking Lydia for information so they could double back and get the Hilltop shit. At she's like, do they trade with anybody else? Like how how can we fuck them up and take their shit?
Right.
You know, so for me, I never trusted that group no matter what. So if the bonus of it is, you know, and we'll save Lydia, I'm okay with that. Cause I think there's going to be a conflict with these groups and it's coming whether they want it to or not. And if anything, it's going to feel like the saviors. Well, you try to avoid fighting them and then they fuck you up and then you have to fight them.
Correct.
So that's my guess anyway. Yeah. So then Henry and Lydia have a scene together. So everybody prepare to be grossed out. I know how y'all are. Y'all hate these people.
Break my stomach.
Wait, she does or he does? Or both of them?
I said I gotta brace my stomach for this scene.
Yeah, everybody get your Pepto-Bismol. I know y'all can't stand these twins. Yeah.
I found it in a coat closet. Sharpened the tip.
He basically gave her a spear. Because, you know, he carries a bow staff, guys.
Mm-hmm. Morgan will live on forever.
Yours doesn't have a point.
No, I don't need one. I just thought a spear would be easier for you.
Easier to kill, you mean? People. They've looked out for me for most of my life. Sorry, I can't do it.
No, it's okay, I know.
Will you?
I'll try not to.
Yeah, he got on that Batman shit. Like, I'm gonna fight with one arm tied behind my back, you know, get the criminals a fair chance. And I'm like, boy, that's love. Cause I would have been like, yes, I'm gonna kill him. Like, nigga, they trying to kill me. I don't know your in-laws. You know what I'm saying? But, he promised her that he would try not to.
Mm-hmm. I promise.
Why are you doing this?
You didn't want to go back, did you?
No, but that's no reason for you to risk your life for me.
Sure it is. I mean, I just wasn't going to let him take you if you didn't want to go. It was the right thing to do.
No, it was a stupid thing to do. You made my mother look weak. She won't let this go. She can't.
Then we'll run.
Will you stop? There's no place we can go where she won't find us.
Oh, come on, sure there is.
Now, Daryl's black mama scent starts tingling.
Now, for real, though, right?
So he just comes and solidly slides up in the room, okay? Like, for any of you that have had a black mama, y'all know this moment, okay? Where you be, like, sitting there with your little boo or whatever, and y'all, you know, think y'all gonna sneak a touch or a kiss or something on that couch. Cause you think she done went to bed or whatever, and then just all of a sudden, like an apparition, she appears. Like, what y'all doing over there?
Your fast ass.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it time for you to go home? Like, it's like just out of nowhere. But it's 6:30.
Yeah. There's a whole world out there.
Did you mean what you said last night? That you'd go with me?
Yeah, I did.
Why'd you come for me?
She getting real close to his face, y'all.
For real this time. Tell me why.
Because. Gus. I care about you.
So she kissed him, y'all.
Hey. Come on. We headed up to keep watch.
Yeah. Like, nope. Sure.
Y'all got a little too comfortable up in here.
Daryl, like, take your little fast ass friend and go on upstairs. It's time to watch.
I feel like Daryl was like, when will this nigga learn? Like, ah, he's so gullible. I just feel like he's letting his guard down way too quickly with this girl. He just ain't thinking.
I think also Daryl got a heart of gold, man.
Mm-hmm. He actually cares.
He really, like, he got a gruff exterior, but we know that Daryl got a heart of gold. And that him watching Henry and her have that like tender moment, I think it got to him.
Of course it did.
You know, I think it got to him.
And he was like, if I leave her, his dumb ass will be chasing him down again, right? Because he's gonna run the fucking way again.
He like, this nigga knows wide open. I know y'all hate it, but this is what's happening. Okay, you just gotta y'all gotta understand. Okay. He ends up like right after they kiss or whatever, they go upstairs to do watch, and while they're sitting on the balcony doing a watch, they actually like are sharing looks at each other and giggling and smiling and shit, like they you know, kind of flirting in this life or death situation. Because I think what people forget about the zombie apocalypse, life moves fast, okay?
It does.
These kids have been in the shit. They not like us, okay? We come from the old tradition of not zombies, so we still
we
think
time.
Yeah, we can go on a few dates, you know what I mean? But in the zombie apocalypse, everybody's on Tinder, okay? there is no farmers only. There is no black people meet. There's only Tinder and Grindr in the zombie apocalypse. Are we fucking or nah? So I kind of understand like them kids being like, I don't want to die a virgin. Let's figure this out, okay? My mama is coming to kill us all within a few days anyway. We might as well get
come on as soon as she find out.
You know,
as soon as she make Tara tell her.
Right. So the walkers come out of the tree line. The whispers are, you know, getting a Van Jones at the. See, the CPAC on, shuffling around, and Beta tells everybody, you know, like, spread out. And then homie that died earlier, that was like, I'm gonna be one of them, he's a zombie and he's shuffling. And Daryl, just being a complete dick, shoots that one dude with the crossbow. I don't know how he knew to shoot that one
in the head. Sure did.
And you can see Daryl being like, god damn, I mean, you can see Beta being like, god damn it, like, he done killed my homie. I'm gonna really fuck them up when I get up there.
Right.
So then inside, they prepare for the battle. Beta realizes that they're using the stairs to thin the numbers out. Like, you know, they've been here before too. They fought a few battles. And so he realizes what's going on. And they're like, damn, they basically try to make a choke point where we gotta go up the stairs and fight them. Daryl tells Lydia to come with him. He puts her in a closet because she won't fight her people.
Right. And she tried to act like, why you put, she, he was like, bitch, you ain't gonna fight. What's the point of having you out here when we're gonna have to protect you? Get on.
Right. But she, I mean, she doesn't put up too much of a, she like understands.
Right.
So, but before she goes to the closet, she kisses Henry on the cheek. And Henry kind of smiles. And I said, boy, Henry just like me. He like him kind of crazy.
Oh, Lord.
Because that's the only way that makes sense. Y'all about to possibly die 3-on-6 at minimum. Mm-hmm. And she ain't helping fight, and you was really like, oh, she kissed me on the cheek.
Right.
So
Daryl put her in there with Dog.
Right. He tells her that Dog will protect her if any of the walkers walk in, since she ain't killing nobody. And she said she wanted to help. He said, well, how can you help if you won't fight? And she says, wait, Daryl, thank you. And then he locks the door. And then it pops off in the darkness of the ambush. Henry knocks one of them out with the bow staff. Mm-hmm. You know, and he just concusses them, doesn't kill them. And then Connie kills one of them with a slingshot.
Oh, she was like, I'm not here for the bullshit. Y'all got to go.
This is really why when I started to just like be in love with Connie, because Connie takes bodies.
Come on.
That's slingshot. Yeah, that slingshot is a dope weapon.
Yeah, because
when I first saw it, I was like, that could be kind of cool. It looks juvenile. But when you see that shit in action, you're like, yo, it don't make no noise.
Right, because like a gun cocks and creaks. Like, you can hear some guns, right?
Anything is an ammo.
Anything.
Anything rock size, you can just kill somebody with that shit. And you can use it to, like, hit things and make noise in the distance. So the zombies go towards it. Like, it's a dope-ass weapon. I mean, as long as that motherfucking rubber band don't snap on you, you good. So she killed one of them with that shit. And then, then Daryl starts fighting three of them that ambush him in a room by himself, and he shoots his crossbow, but Beta is using a table to block, to like guard itself. Mm-hmm. And so it goes into the table. So Daryl kind of like retreats back into the rest of the room where they can't see, and they start pursuing him. Right. Meanwhile, Connie, some trouble people sneak in behind Connie, and one of them throws a knife at Connie, but I don't know how the fuck Connie could sense it.
I don't know. I think she may have seen the shadow. Did she see a shadow?
No, it was some Daredevil shit. Like, she just knew. She was like, oh, nigga throwing a knife, and she just ducked.
And it might be, because, you know, if you lose one sense, the other ones get stronger.
I don't know if it's true.
I couldn't tell if she saw a shadow or she saw, like, a light flicker from the door.
Maybe, oh, it could be a light.
Like,
it was something.
It looked like
she had already played this video game before. Like, if you play video games enough, y'all know sometimes it'll give you like a warning, like, you just got seen from behind. It was like, she just knew. She was like, they behind me, and she just ducked down, flipped out the way. I'm here for it. I hope she has superpowers for real. So then Dog growls at the door in the closet, because you know Henry's outside fighting and the bad guys are inside. And Daryl uses a plastic sheet as cover, and one of the whisperers that was with Beta walks right into this trap trying to pull the sheet down, and Daryl standing behind it with an axe and chops him in the chest.
Yes, get him to business,
killing him instantly and leaving the axe there. And I said, oh yeah, Daryl is like a tracker hunter, trapper. Like, Daryl been in there like Rambo.
He was probably already scouting around before it even went down.
See what they did, and I noticed it on the rewatch, they showed us all this shit when they was just scouting, like walking around. They just didn't show us them setting anything up. Like, they showed us the hole in the floor, they showed us where that them sheets, where the axe was. All that shit was in there, but they just walked past it, and we know they spent time in there preparing. We just didn't know what the fuck they did. So when you see it the second time, you see like, oh, so that's how he used the axe that was in the emergency thing, and that's you know. And so he chopped that nigga in the chest, killing him immediately, which is a horrible way to die.
The way they run through it, it looked so chaotic, but it was like, actually, it all, I think Daryl actually like tailored it that way to like dart through exactly the way he did, but it looked just completely chaotic to me.
Yeah, you don't realize he has a plan until the very end. That was when I was like, oh my god, Daryl planned this entire fucking thing out. The other reason I like this, it's because it's specifically a fighting thing that I think Daryl would do.
Right.
Like, I couldn't see Rick doing this. Like, no offense to Rick, would have shot them niggas with that big ass gun. We would have been like, oh, yeah, of course. But, you know, and then maybe use the hatchet to fight Beta, like, you know, but Rick would have got real fucked up, because you know how Rick do.
Right.
You know, he loved getting dirty and bloody, so.
Come on, and them boots, it stank.
Right. But yeah, Daryl was like, he did his thing. So then, another whisperer gets his neck cut from behind. Daryl just slide up on him like,
like, he tried to play cool. No, I was like, this is the wrong time. You should have opted not to take the trip then.
Yeah, he did it like Sam Fisher, for you guys video game people. He just lit up behind him and was like, shh, cut his neck. And then it was down to Daryl versus Beta, And while Daryl was looking for Beta, you just hear a bunch of footsteps and Beta busts through a fucking wall and tackles this nigga into another wall.
Yeah, I kept forgetting that when it was unfinished. So, you know, it was like the material wasn't like a full wall. So I was like, and you know, and watching them go at each other, that dude reminded me so much of Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Because he was just so tall and like, his presence was like, wow.
It's some great casting.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. You know that's the dude from Remember the Titans? Like,
I did not know that. No. I saw it on, what do they call that? Talking Dead. Like, I saw him on the couch in his normal clothes, and I was like, yo, that dude looks totally different outside of his clothes.
Don't he, though?
Like, he's scary as fuck in that mask with that big-ass coat, but, yeah, I couldn't believe he's even a person under there.
Yeah, he took over Walking Dead's IG account, and I was like, holy crap, that's the same daggone dude from Remember the Titan.
That's crazy.
He was in the hospital bed.
So then we get a double knife fight. Both of them holding two knives and they just swinging on each other. And Daryl actually cut him like two times. It just didn't matter.
Mm-mm.
Like, he got cut and was like, okay, little nigga, let's do it then. Like, so we cutting people.
He was like, this is Terminator 2, bitch.
Right. And so then he like kicked Daryl so hard that Daryl fell and dropped both his knives.
Right. And the thing is, like, you see he tall. But then when you think about fighting, the reach matters.
Yeah, and height.
Right. So he was like, if my legs are so long, I can kick you before you could even touch me. I was like,
God. And then what's crazy is, and I know it's the second time I watched it, when Daryl dropped his knives fall, Beta dropped his knives. Like, I don't know why he did. Like, he was just like, you're going to get this pain. He did tell him he was going to make it painful, I guess. Or he felt like he was going to make it painful. So then, Beta tackled his ass again. Then he tried to cut Daryl's neck on a buzzsaw that was in there for the construction. Mm-hmm. And Daryl barely like elbows him off of him. And then he just jacks Daryl's ass up against a wall. And when I say he jacked him up, I'm talking about Daryl was off the ground.
Right. Like a little kid.
Yeah, feet, so bad.
Feet dangling and shit.
Nothing emasculates a man more than just you just picking his ass up like, and what, now what, little nigga? It's like, oh. So, he throws him up against the wall, and then he throws him off of the wall, and Daryl falls on the ground and pulls out another little knife and stabs this nigga directly in the chest. And it didn't affect Beta at all.
He was like, oh, stab me with a knife? What the fuck is this?
Like, he looked upset that, like, you really, nigga, you stabbing people with a knife?
He looked like, he looked so irritated.
Like, this what we doing? This some bullshit.
It almost seemed like the equivalent of like stepping on a Lego. Like it didn't really like hurt him at all. It just like stunned a little bit.
Yeah, it was annoying.
Right.
You know what I mean? He looked at that shit like if he would have spilled like whenever you wear a white shirt and you spill a little bit of like spaghetti on it. You're like, oh, for real? Shit, this nigga done stabbed me. Anyway, he throws Daryl through a wall. And he goes into the other room. He breaks the wall down because he's so mad. He punches through the wall. Goes into the other room, pulls the knife out like it ain't nothing. Like, get this shit off of me. And then he's looking for Daryl and he starts walking towards this open door that he thinks Daryl's run into.
Mm-hmm.
And because of all the plastic sheets and stuff on the wall, it just looks like a door with no hinge on it.
Yes, it does.
So he's walking towards that and he starts talking his shit. You and your people are nothing like me. Your world is already dead. All I want is the girl. And as he gets closer and closer to the door, the wind blows a little bit and you can see next to the door is an up and down button.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Right. What kind of door got an up and down button next to it?
Elevator.
An elevator door. And so.
That's right, because the building will look like it was in construction.
So that same cubbyhole where the supplies were hidden in, Daryl is hiding in that cubbyhole. He comes up from behind Beta out of the cubbyhole and pushes this nigga down the elevator shaft. And Beta falls all the way to the bottom of the fucking elevator shaft. So then Connie uses her slingshot to distract the walkers out of the building. And Henry, I forgot to mention, Henry got stabbed in the leg.
Yeah, he did.
And trying to fight the fair one with these motherfuckers. He should have been out here trying to help this little girl not get her uncles and shit. He gets stabbed in the leg. He's bleeding bad. Lydia breaks out of the closet to come help him.
Henry!
Right. And then she,
that's how she was sound, trying to break out of it. And the dog going crazy.
Right. She found like a crowbar or something in there and broke out of the closet. And, she goes to save Henry, but Henry already had like knocked the dudes out. Henry was so shook. He apologized to Lydia, like, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't kill him. She was like, no, I'm not talking about that. I realized.
Be like, it's okay if that nigga dead.
I realized that you the one for me. And Connie comes over and takes care of the wound. And at the end, Daryl's like, all right, so, we need to get the hell up out of here. And Henry's like, he tells Henry, he says, we'll get you back on your feet and then we'll move on, all of us. And so Lydia's even shocked, like, he mean me too?
Yeah, because there's a whole world. I think he said it was going to Alexandria.
Yeah, to get the hell up Henry. And then Henry's like, we can't go to Alexandria. If they find out about Alexandra, Michonne gonna be pissed. And he was like, we're not gonna stay there long. We just gonna move on. And Henry said, where we gonna go? And Daryl said, there's a whole world out there. And then they leave. And in the elevator shaft, we see Beta get back up and start screaming. And he is pissed.
What is he made out of? The same stuff that Wolverine is?
Like,
right, like... How is he not hurt? Like, I don't get it.
Like, he got stabbed. Daryl,
I'm mad Daryl didn't check and make sure. He's usually, like, a double tap. He, like, makes sure it did. But he didn't go check.
Like, you gotta throw, like, a couple of, like, desks down there, too.
But he figured out you fell down a fucking shaft. Like,
I know.
You should be dead.
I know, Karen. But we are the audience, and we have the omnipotent viewpoint of knowing this nigga's still alive.
Right.
So I would.
But I mean, he cut him like 3 times and stabbed him, or cut him 2 times and stabbed him. He should have known that fall. And the way he picked him up and swung him like a bag of beans, like, he should have known that dude wasn't going to die from that.
Yo, that motherfucker got 9 lives. That's crazy. Like, he got up, and he wasn't even like, oh, my leg, my back. He just got up like, this nigga, I was like, what, bruh? No, thank you. Just the fact that you show up again, I'll be like, take the girl. It don't matter, bruh. I was tripping. I'm so sorry things went the way they did. It was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, and that's the thing,
I don't even like this little girl.
When Lydia was like, Beta come in, they was like, what the fuck is that? Guess what, the last time he said what the fuck is that, they got fucked up with Negan.
Yeah,
you know, the last time he was kind of overconfident.
Yeah, with the saviors.
Correct.
That's true.
That's a good
point.
That's true.
He underestimated Negan like crazy.
Yeah, and they got 3 episodes left, so I know somebody paying the price. Beta ain't die.
Yeah, and it's most likely gonna be Alexandria. Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee you, my prediction is Beta is gonna end up trekking them there and leading everybody there, and then just coming and just ramshacking. And Michonne's whole thing is gonna be like, and it was gonna be fucked up. It's gonna be very few people because the rest of the niggas gone to the fair.
Yep. All right, let's get to our feedback. We got some emails in. This episode was awesome, from Nerd Geek Ninja, who says in King Ezekiel voice, greetings and salutations to you, Queen Karen, and your consort, Roderick the Black Guy who gives gratuity. It is I, Iman, faithful recap listener, and newly engrossed Walking Dead watcher. Our eyes have once again fallen on the lives of the kingdom, my favorite location. I must admit that I was at first disappointed that the highwayman didn't follow through with their threat to Her Royal Highness Queen Carol, for I was anticipating with much glee the sight of the Queen relieving them of their lives, but alas, I must await further bloodshed for another episode. She goes on, I love this episode so much. The showrunners are doing a great job of packing each episode with lots of goodies and cutting out unnecessary stuff. I watched this episode twice. It was just that good. I love how King Zeke didn't look worried at all when the highwaymen said they take Carol. Like, dudes, you'd have a greater chance of survival if you took me. Y'all
yes,
don't know.
Yes, they would.
And Carol gives the best. housewife about to host a dinner party smile. It was such a kingdom moment, and I loved it. I can't wait to see what movie they're going to watch. It was so interesting to see that if you challenge and die, the whisperers feed you to the walkers. But if you die in a battle or some other reason, they just put you in the walker herd. So the herds that have been, that they've been seeing could have all been former whisperers.
That's
a good point. So are they the Scientologists of the Z-Pac? One, no one can understand why anyone would join them. Two, super intense rules that border on human rights violations. And three, have more members than you could ever know. Yo, the fight for Lydia, aka Trapped in the Closet, Z-Pac edition. Daryl put me in the closet. Now standing in the closet. Thinking, how did I get here? Was he listening to our conversation time? Was this all a song? Was this talking to the conversation entire time? Man, I can't believe I pulled me a nice kingdom boy. Boy growls in the closet. I hear Henry scream. Dog growls in the closet. I hear Henry scream. Oh my God. What does it mean? Echo. What does it mean? This fight was amazing, and Henry stupid butt would get hurt, and he's the one who tripped when they were all away, running away from the Whisperer camp. Ugh. Right. Henry, you deserve to be with PP girl. That's what I'm saying. Beta bursting through the walls like the freaking Punisher on the Z-Pac. I knew he wasn't dead the moment Daryl pushed him down the elevator shaft. I turned to my husband and said, watch a bloody hand pop back up once Daryl walks away. Freaking Michael Myers. And Connie was amazing. The way that she ducked that knife and moving through the shadows like a ninja. So many ships in one episode. Connie and Daryl. Nigga, I ship it. He looks so impressed and shy with her this episode. It makes him uncomfortable to have her look her in the eyes when he talks. Like he doesn't want to get distracted by his growing feelings. Tara and the highwayman Ozzy. I ship it. The look she gave him when he came riding on with all his men to save them, I felt something. Well, I don't know if you know that Tara is gay, so I don't know if she should be.
Yeah, I mean, not unless they about to introduce she bisexual and nobody said anything yet.
I mean, unless Ozzy got some other secrets to reveal, I feel like that's not happening. Alpha and Beta, I ship it! But it's gross. There's some weird sexual tension I'm getting off of them, and I'm anticipating a scene where they kiss while wearing the zombie skin mask. Yo, that would be so gross. No. This episode was epic. I can't wait to see what happens next. Love y'all. Iman. P.S. If anything happens to Nabila or Jerry, I'm going to be so sad. I feel like we've seen a lot of her these past few episodes. I'm suspicious. Me too. Also, big props to how you read the feedback letter. So entertaining. Thank you. I try. We got
this. Do you think the movie theater or the movie plan will be like the Red Wedding and Game of Thrones, where like something like tragic is going to happen while this movie is going on? I don't know.
I think we getting some type of Game of Thrones ish death reveal, because I don't know if y'all seen the titles for the last three episodes,
mm-mm.
But it's scars.
Yeah,
and then the last two are The Calm Before. And the final one is The Storm.
See, I'm not ready.
And you know what?
I'm not ready.
I think my prediction is Scars is going to tell why they got them big X's on their back.
That would be dope. We need to get that before Michonne leaves the show.
Because every time they turn around, they be like, but, you know, the incident before, like, everybody hint around this big event. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me if next event just kind of tells us what happened, like that gap that everybody's talking about.
Yeah. Also, that one walker that was wearing Michonne's old wig, like, is she dead or not? Because I know Beta was like, come with us, and I think everybody died except Beta in that thing. So I wonder if that walker, that whisperer, is still alive or dead, because I didn't see them die specifically in that battle, but I don't know. Anyway, this one is from Kearns. Hey guys, long time listener / supporter, first time writer. I have to say that when Karen did Alpha, it was so good that I thought Rod was playing a clip. It was good. This season's Walking Dead has been off the chain. Folks who dropped out are missing out. Thirsty Henry is getting the group into some trouble. He ain't thinking with his right head. His relationship with Lil Alpha better work out, because he is proving his love for real. Beta is a beast. Alpha is wrong for that beheading. I looked at the Whisperer groups and wonder why they are following her. We are 8 years into the Z-Pac, and survival's the best you got. I can't smell like ass all day just to survive. At least Queen Carol is offering a movie. Anyway, you guys, recast all the best. Thank you. Jada writes in, hey Rod and Karen, I hope I got this message in on time. It's good to see that Mark Calloway is still getting work in his epoch. Daryl must not have watched wrestling because everyone knows that, say it dramatically, you can't kill the Undertaker. Cue the Undertaker theme song.
That's what he reminds. Yeah. Is he the Undertaker?
Huh?
Is he the Undertaker?
No. Okay. No. But I mean, the way the Undertaker is in wrestling is how big he is. And every time he get down, he just get the fuck back up all crazy like a zombie. When Beta set up at the end of the episode, I almost lost my mind. They already made him a more exciting villain than Negan, which is wild seeing how they spent big bucks to get Jeffrey Dean Morgan. They probably should have invested some of that coin in some better writing, but that's neither here nor there. This episode also got me thinking, Daryl's eventually going to die, and he's going to most likely die protecting the B-team. The B-team being this new core characters. I haven't grown attached to any of them just yet. Man, I don't think they're going to kill Daryl. This is the best thing Norman Reed has got going for him. He don't sign that contract. He's stupid.
But his motorcycle show is doing pretty well. I don't want him to try to do that.
Yeah, and it's on A&E, right? Like, it's on the same, AMC, it's on the same channel, right?
Yeah, it's on the same channel. And you have to think, a lot of your biggest stars have kind of are doing other projects. So his role has got to increase.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't really see people knocking on his door to do, movies and shit. Mm-mm. So I hope he don't leave.
They keep him close calls like Glenn. Like, they keep making him real close to death. It's, scaring me at me. That they're setting us up for disappointment.
But you know, that's what you do with the main character. I mean, that was Rick every week, about to do some shit and die, and barely living. Like, that's what I fuck with. Rick was an impossible white man of the highest order. So love the recast. I might not be watching the show if it weren't for y'all. Love, Jada. Thank you.
Thank you.
We love to just, be a bad influence and get people to watching this thing. And lastly, Walking Dead feedback from our resident Henry hater, EVE. Dear Rod and Karen, I'm getting so nervous about this fair. Every time there's hope and joy on this show, it doesn't last long. I fear it will be like you said, a culling. It's coming and we're probably not going to like when it happens. I feel like those road pirates are as good as dead. Yo, you make some great points. Every time they start introducing new motherfuckers, you gotta be careful, cause that's just more people to die.
Cause that it's like a whole new group that actually linked up that came out of nowhere.
And we got the ASL crew, so don't sleep on them. Just cause it's been 8 episodes don't mean they safe. I can see a couple of their heads getting chopped off.
That's
true. Anybody
can
get it.
I can see some of them surviving too.
I'm not saying kill all of them, but any of these niggas could get it. I think it's gonna be a lot of people dying at the end of the season, y'all. Mm-hmm.
And I think that, how can I say it? Because nobody knows how big the group is. My prediction is that it might be like a double thing because you have Beta. He gonna get some people that gonna be out there fucking up Alexandria, and I think Alpha and them gonna go and fuck up that fair.
Let's see. Beta is scary as fuck. That big motherfucker is like Steven Seagal. He's hard to kill. How he didn't break something when he fell down that elevator shaft is a mystery to me. I don't know who is gonna be able to take him down. Because I don't think it will be Daryl's scrawny ass. Shit, Daryl had a plan for him, but I mean, I can't see that dude catching the fade the same way twice. Daryl gonna have to hit this nigga with a car. That's the only way. you need a gun for somebody like that. I'm so annoyed that Daryl brought Lydia to Alexandria because now those dirty guardians will come for them. Gross. Fuck Henry. EVE.
Duh!
Well, we knew that was coming. All right, what are y'all looking forward to next week, Audrey?
I'm looking forward to what's going to happen at Alexandria when Daryl shows up with this random girl, knowing where she came from. And I don't think they're going to do it all in one episode, but I want to see what's going to happen at this fair.
Okay, and Karen, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see when he show up because Michonne knows who that little girl is, and she's going to be like, what the fuck you bringing that little girl up in here for?
Okay, and for me, I'm looking forward to Michonne if they still there at Alexandria, because who knows how many of them is on the road.
Right, and she may have went with them. Right. I don't think she did. It don't look like she was going with them, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think what's going on with Lydia and Henry, for everybody's hate, it still is the most interesting thing with the show right now.
Romeo and Juliet in it.
But with the episode called Scars being next week, you guys make a good point. Karen makes a great point. It could just be a story of like how they got them scars on their back, which I would be game for too. Like, we got three episodes left. I want to know that backstory before we get to everybody getting killed.
Because that's what everybody's been asking. What happened? There's been this gap of time that nobody's explaining what happened.
All right, Audrey, thank you so much for coming on with us. It was so much fun. We appreciate you listening. Anytime. We appreciate you listening. And Justin should be here next week to do the Walking Dead recap. So we'll see if he can top this performance. I don't think he will, but we'll see, guys. We'll all see together. That's the point of doing the show. All right, y'all. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.